We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. On a beautiful day in the city of Philadelphia, it is the Marks and Reese Show on 94 WIP, the home of your Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Johnny Marks alongside Ike Reese. And Ike, today's not Monday. It's not a Wednesday. That must mean it's a Trey Day. What's up, Ike?
What's up, Johnny Marks? What's up, Trey T?
Man, I am fantastic. Dude, we took pictures today. Super excited. Really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, we had class pictures today.
Yeah, we had pictures.
We did. Know? We did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, pictures were ordered. We, as a new show, we haven't taken the new pictures yet, Ike and myself. We haven't taken the pictures together yet. Mm-hmm. So we were doing that today. And Trey, of course, is now part of the show on Tuesdays with Trey Day. So Trey was invited.
And a part of the WIP family in general now.
Yeah, so he needs his own pictures too.
Yeah, so I took some headshots, man.
Well, I think you actually took some headshots in football because you're taking pictures. You look like George Costanza where you had the shirt off and you were posing for the girl in the camera shop.
Well, it's a game. You see what I'm saying? You have to tease the lens. And then you got the umbrellas with the flashing, and you know, and the lady behind the camera, she was very encouraging, you know, to kind of come on, lean this way a little
bit. I got to tell
you, give me a little bit more of that.
Like, you obviously know Trey a lot better than I know Trey. You were drafted together, so you know Trey more. But I feel like that I was like, all right, I know what I get with Trey. Got a good sense of humor, got good energy, likes to have fun. This guy's he's a Renaissance man. Trey Thomas is a modern day. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe him.
Well, he certainly has evolved in the time that I've been knowing him.
So this wasn't always him?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying something. And he would certainly be able to answer it better than I would.
At all. The missus was like, listen, you need to change.
But, you know, is that what it was?
And as you get older, right, we're supposed to evolve.
Yeah.
As humans.
You get hobbies. Yeah. You're done playing football.
Started getting hobbies and stuff.
So Trey's over. He's walking in the woods taking pictures of leaves and trees and stuff.
He's tapped into his sort of inner, his creative mind.
Yeah, you know, since we've started getting into the art and stuff, man, you know, I go and I drink wine, you know, I read a book. I crack the book open and I read a page or two from time to time. You know,
a page or two.
Yeah. You know, just because sometimes I get a little bored and I go to sleep.
Right.
But then, you know, wine is not my thing. You know, we do a lot of red wines. You know, I paint. You know,
he's painting. Yeah, and
I went
sweetness.
Outside. Yeah, yeah, I went outside. Nice. It was such a beautiful day. And I'm like, man, you know what? I feel like painting. You know,
there you go.
So I just pull out, get my palette, get a cream canvas, and I go at it. You know, and just
we need.
I listen to self help. You know, motivational speaking thing sometimes.
What? Hold on. What are
like
you listening
Tony
to?
Tony Robbins. I'm a Tony Robbins guy now. You know, I'm taking notes.
Listening
to Tony Robbins.
What, you have a CD or something you listen to?
No, we don't do CDs now. We can just download it. He has
an
app.
MP3.
Yeah, it's an app thing, you know, where you can just listen to some stuff.
So you're in the car or you're out painting and you hear Tony Robbins?
Yeah, a little self-improvement.
What'd you learn from Tony Robbins, Trey? Anything?
That I need to change some things and then I have to be willing to make the change, you know, that it has to start with me and then you have to interrupt some things, you know.
Yeah.
For a change to last.
Well,
interrupt your patterns.
There you go.
We will continue to peel the layers of Trey Thomas.
There are multiple layers.
Renaissance, man. I had no idea. You are something else. We'll continue as the show goes on. We're going to have to come up with some kind of segment for Trey where you can ask Trey. Because you have your relationship and advice segment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's helping people in the Delaware Valley with, you know, what was last week? Something with swingers. The man had his wife wanted to get involved in swinging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So how did that go? What was your advice on that?
Don't do it.
Don't do it?
Yeah, it's not a good idea. Yeah, it's not a good idea.
And then we had swingers calling in for the next hour and a half.
They're like, what are you talking about? This is how we get down. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life. So the big news of the day, I guess, and some people tipped us off on Twitter last night to this was, Trey, you know this, everybody's talking about Nick Foles, and yesterday's big news was, well, You need a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick. You need more than the Eagles got for Bradford, and the Eagles leaking that to try to stir the pot. And then today I heard Mortensen say something to the effect of the Eagles don't really want to trade him. It's like, well, hold on a second. The Eagles don't really want to trade him. They could stop this talk right now by stop giving you information. Right? Like, this information, right. At least some of it's coming from the Eagles' side. Yeah. So just stop. Say, give the information you give is say, no, we're not interested. Mm-hmm. He's not on the trade market. But they're not doing that. So whatever. But so do we have the Lou Riddick sound? So, like, we've discussed this, and it's one of the – when people call up and they say, well, I'm not trading Nick Foles, what if Nick Foles actually wants to be traded? Mm-hmm. What if Nick Foles is like, hey, I want to start somewhere else?
Yeah.
Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe Nick Foles wants to stay here like a lot of people are talking about.
Long term?
Well, Lou Riddick on ESPN last night, he said the following.
In the end, that's what's going to wind up happening, is he's going to wind up signing another deal and staying in Philadelphia unless someone comes in this year, and you're right, does blow them out of the water with a big-time deal that has multiple first-day picks involved. And I don't really see that happening.
There it is. Have you considered, because I really have kind of just thought, well, hey, if he's here this year, he walks after this season,
right.
Becomes a free agent, and he goes to his team of choosing and becomes a starter again.
Right.
So if he's signing an extension, what does that mean? He wants to be a backup here long term, or is it an extension where the Eagles can then trade him while he's under contract?
I'd be surprised if he signed an extension. I'd be surprised if he wanted to sign an extension here. I mean, the Eagles, I'd be surprised if they wanted him to sign an extension. You're talking about tying up a ton of money at your quarterback position when you talk about what you're going to have to pay Carson Wentz in the upcoming years. And what type of extension are you signing Nick Foles to that'll make him happy about staying here? He's making 5.5 right now. I would imagine he would want that bumped up to $7-8 million. You're going to pay a backup quarterback $7-8 million and then turn around and pay Carson Wentz? No, that's not how you do, in my opinion, it's not how you
if you're looking long term,
construct your roster. You should always have a young quarterback in the pipeline that you're developing that is cost controlled while you have your starter in place. And having Nate Sudfeld here, if this is the guy that they believe in, then they'll continue to develop him at a great price tag on a guy who was what, an undrafted rookie or sixth round pick. So yep. He's still on a rookie contract.
A lot of Redskins.
Still on a rookie contract who's not going to be able to, I don't know, create a market for himself where he's not going to be affordable. And who knows, if he gets to a point where there is a market created for him, you're going to be able to flip him for something possibly down the road. I just don't see how that's possible. And listen, a lot of stuff is thrown out there, a lot of different directions people want you to try to focus your attention to. I wholeheartedly believe that, A, if the Eagles get the right offer, they're going to move him. But also, B, if they don't get the offer they want, they're more than okay with going into this season with him as the backup quarterback. And an extension, I'd be surprised if Nick or the Eagles want an extension. I'd be surprised if either one of them want an extension.
Unless it's – so, Trey, check this out. Maybe the Eagles say to Nick, they say, listen, Nick, we know that you want to be a starter elsewhere. We know that you don't want to be a backup for the rest of your career, and we understand that. This is Carson Wentz's team. You know that, and you're a good teammate, and we love you for everything that you did. So, but we don't want to trade you this year because we're concerned about Carson. We'd rather have you here this year, and the offers we're getting for you, we're not giving you up for a third-round draft pick, right? So maybe they're looking at it from this perspective, that they keep him from this year. They sign this extension and say, listen, Nick, we want to reward you. We want to give you an extension. They almost give him starter money with an extension with the thought that they're going to move him after this year in the following offseason. So now you're still trading him, but he's making the money. He gets some guarantees, so he gets some more upfront money. And now you're just redoing this whole thing next offseason where now you're looking to trade him all over again. This time he's got a contract, though.
Yeah, why would he do that, though? Why would he give up control of his life? Why would he? I mean, he has the ability to wait until the season is over next year and then choose where he wants to go. And no one will have to give up any compensation. I'm not going to sign an extension here just for you to benefit yourself and then send me somewhere I don't want to go. So
money. Money's the reason you would do that. You guarantee him some nice cash.
Well,
maybe there's an escalator that makes him even more money if he's traded.
I I just think if I mean, you have to be talking about an awful lot of money for me to have to want to give up the ability to be a free agent and pick and choose. Dude, Kirk Cousins is about to hit the market. And I understand, I think Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback. He certainly has more starts under his belt. But you believe some of these reports out here that he's about to get $90 million guaranteed 3 years? Like I take my chances if I'm Nick Foles, just hit the free agent market next year, mm-hmm. and I'll decide where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And you get nothing in return.
No, you're right. You're right. I would let it play out. Yeah. If I'm not getting traded this year to a spot where, let's say, Arizona, and you sign the extension right now. I mean, Trey, how would you play this out if you're the Eagles?
I mean, you know, you want to make sure that you have the number one insurance policy with Foles coming back this year, because you don't. There are so many unknowns with Sudfeld, and then even knowing what is going to happen with Wentz. For me, I would try to do everything that I could to keep him here for at least another year to see what's going to happen with Wentz, and we see how this thing plays out, and then we make a decision from there. I can see the extension part of it. You know, you're trying to guarantee him a little bit more money to kind of throw something at him just to kind of, you know, to make it cool. But I don't think Foles is really driven by the financial terms of it. I don't think that he's really all that, you know, driven by, okay, I need to have X amount of dollars. I need for my salary for everybody to read it and be like, dang, man, he got paid. I don't think Foles is really worried about that.
What's Lou talking about then? What's Lou Riddick? Because remember, Louis Riddick was in this front office. And after Howie got demoted, Lou came out and kind of was like, yeah, no one really liked Howie, but I'm sure he still has contacts within the front office. It's just interesting to me that Lou Riddick is coming out and saying, like, well, if they blow him away with an offer, yeah, but otherwise an extension. Are people in the Eagles feeding this to Louis Riddick to put that out there? To where now it looks like, well, hey, they're going to sign him to a contract extension if they don't get wowed by an offer. That could also be the case right there.
It's a little confusing. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday we're sitting here thinking that the Eagles are trying to create some sort of market for Nick Foles. You start hearing stuff like this, and now you're talking about the market for Nick Foles being damaged. Is he available? You know, is he available or is he not available? You know, you're going to sign him to an extension and then think you're going to try. Like, to me, it's becoming too much of a murky situation. And the Eagles can either shut this thing down by saying he's not going anywhere,
which they could do right now.
He's the quarterback here next year. But I think they want some dialogue out there. I think they want teams to know that, hey, if we get the right offer, he could be available. Not only are they going to give him away cheap, but I also think the Eagles may be overplaying their hand here.
Yeah.
Like honestly, if I'm looking at it from the opposing team side, the team that's trading for Nick Foles, like, I'm not giving you a first and a fourth round draft pick for Nick Foles.
Right. Well, my reaction to that, if I was a lead executive.
And I have to sign him to a long-term deal.
Well, I would laugh and not call him about it. Right. They're putting it out there being like, well, we're taking phone calls. We're not calling anybody. Mm-hmm. And then they're saying, well, yeah, you have to do better than a first and a fourth, like for Bradford. My reaction, if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, is, well, I guess we're not.
Right.
Like, whatever. Yeah. All right, Howie. Sure. Right. Yeah, I guess
they're
we're not doing it.
Just creating chatter.
Right.
Just throwing everything out there, chatter.
But like Ike's saying, he may be turning people off by being a little bit too strong. That's what it's telling me is that they're playing games. And I'm not interested in playing games.
Listen, here's what the Eagles want to do. Just like the fans who are in favor of moving Nick Foles, they want to take a guy who had an unbelievable run that led to this team winning the Super Bowl and him being the Super Bowl MVP. Will his stock ever be as high as it is right now? Not sure. You got a small book of work on him that you can sell high. That's what the Eagles are trying to do. They're trying to create this sort of perception about Nick that he's a franchise type of quarterback that's capable of leading your team to a Super Bowl. The problem is, I don't know if the league is buying that.
No,
doesn't mean they don't like him, but you can't sell him off as if you're selling me Aaron Rodgers.
No, and he's not under contract
long
term.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know he just won the Super Bowl, but we also saw him prior to him winning the Super Bowl, too.
We did watch the Oakland game.
Yeah, so teams are sitting back like, And there are other options available.
Right.
Whether it's through free agency or through the draft with a young guy. I don't think it's a market there right now where it has Knicks value where the Eagles would like for it to be.
Well, I don't think there's anybody out there saying I have to have him.
Right.
Like, I got to have that guy, and we're going to do what it takes to get him. There's nobody out there that's saying that right now because there's other options on the table that aren't going to cost what the Eagles are floating out there.
The Eagles have to wait until somebody gets desperate.
As a possible price.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.